Everyone should quickly become happy. Don't quickly become sad. If you become depressed, then you'll take a trip to the hells. If you become happy, then you'll have a place in the Buddha land. The ancients also said, This year's flowers are as pretty as last year's. They are just as beautiful. But last year's person is older this year. This year, a person is 1 year older than last year. Who would have expected that when people get old, they aren't as good as flowers? That is to say, when people grow old, they don't look as pretty as flowers. They get wrinkles and gray hair, and they can't walk very steadily. Their ears go deaf, their eyes get blurred, and they get older year by year. Who would have expected that when people get old, they aren't as good as the flowers, which bloom so abundantly and beautifully, year after year? When the flowers wilt, don't sweep them away. If you sweep them away, then you won't see any more flowers. That's how an ancient writer compared flowers to people. Now we say Happy New Year. I've been in America for over 30 years, and I've forgotten all about celebrating the Lunar New Year. I would always pass the year in a muddle, with no concept of year, season, or day, so the time passed in vain. How many times have I spent the New Year's at the City of 10,000 Buddhas? Does anyone remember? Have I ever spent the New Year at the City of 10,000 Buddhas? If you know, please answer. Those of you who have been here a long time, I'm asking, how many times have I spent the New Year's here? As far as I know, this is my first year. After all these years, I've come to spend New Year's Day here, but no one has hung up any lanterns or ribbons. So we're celebrating the New Year again, but there's nothing special about it. When New Year's comes, everyone should have a new outlook on life. Don't look so worried and afflicted. Everyone should be happy and joyful. The most important thing on this New Year's Day is that we should make a vow that during the New Year, we will not lose our temper, and we will not set off the atomic bomb, the hydrogen bomb, or the laser cannon. What do I mean by the atomic bomb? It represents our temper. When we get upset, that's the hydrogen bomb. When we refuse to talk and we put on a forbidding look, that's the laser cannon. People wear these weapons on their faces. If we didn't wear these weapons, then the world would be at peace. And if we are peaceful, then our own world will be fresh and new. If everyone can be this way, then everyone's world will be fresh and new. It will be a world of peace and prosperity. But as soon as we get upset, then these bombs start exploding. In China, people are forbidden from setting off firecrackers during the New Year's now. This is a good idea. If people don't set off firecrackers, then they won't get mad or afflicted either. And that's a good sign for the New Year. People can play music, listen to music, and sing songs. I heard that Principal Zhang sang a song last night, and everyone laughed so hard that they were rolling on the ground. Is that true? This year, I hope everyone will become a new person and not set off any more bombs. Don't pass on your sick germs and spread them to the world. If everyone can refrain from getting angry, then we can avert all disasters. All the natural calamities and man-made disasters will be gone. Everyone should pay attention to this. We should advance vigorously and not retreat. As we celebrate this new year, we should make a new resolve, make a new vow to be new people. The announcement to Kong said, make a new people, so we must make a new people, not an old people.